All right, going to talk about social media now, and I've made no bones about it here on the air for a long time. I think social media is a horrible, horrible influence on our society. It's the most powerful form of information sharing in the world. It is utterly lawless and virtually unregulated for accuracy, fairness, even common decency in many, many cases. Recently, it's come to light that a lot of activists are reporting that their content is being removed and censored, in essence, even though it really doesn't seem to violate any of the platform's content rules. So how does this happen? How do they regulate the content on Facebook and the rest of these and Instagram and Twitter and all the rest? We're going to chat now with Merlina Lim. She looks into this. It's her field of expertise. She's Canada's research chair in digital media and global network society and the founding director of Align Media Lab at Carleton University. Merlina, thank you for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
So what we're talking about here essentially is people seeing their content coming under scrutiny and sometimes being removed from the likes of Facebook and Instagram, even though they haven't done anything that would warrant such an action. So why don't we just start with how social media content is regulated? What is the process that a post goes through, and how do some things get removed and others don't?
Well, there are at least three ways of regulating. First, it is a deliberate. For example, if there is an entity like government ask Facebook to watch out, they have a list of people. So that's a direct one.
Okay.
The second is user reporting. So the user could flag a content they think is inappropriate.
Yep.
And then human moderator will look at it and decide, right,
okay,
to remove or. And the third is algorithmic based, which has become very dominant, especially during the pandemic, because tens of thousands of human moderators are no longer working for social media company.
Okay, so we've left it up to artificial intelligence and algorithms to censor it?
That's correct. And the way it works, there are many ways, but from the most simplest one is filtering. So if you post something and there is words that match the blacklisted words in the database of prohibited content, your content would be removed right away. And there is other thing like fingerprinting, where your behavior, your content and patterns is compared to the illicit or prohibited behavior. And
okay,
there is the third, which is machine learning, which is more complex,
So basically, are they just looking for specific phrases or words? Is that sort of what they're basing this on?
There are specific words and or that you use term, like for example, slur, terms that are considered racist, but also there are patterns. So if you copy-paste, for example, you use certain words again and again within certain speed, you could be flagged as a spammer, or you algorithm would think that you are a bot, not a human being.
Now, who's raising the red flag here and saying, hey, wait a minute, you're taking down our stuff, even though there's nothing wrong with it, there's no reason for it to be taken down?
Yeah, so here is the problem. They will not tell you, like not Instagram or Facebook will tell you why. They will just set some very general wording warning. And there is no way to really appeal. There is no button to say, hey, it goes to human moderator eventually. But the lock is so long, and then you might not hear from them for months, right? And here's the problem, that you might be concerned and share it on social media, but for them to follow up, they don't have a mechanism to actually resolve, and they're not transparent about why, and so that's what the problem that we are currently facing.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Yeah, we don't know exactly why it's happening. So if we don't know exactly how it's happening, how can we go about changing what's happening? How can we improve the situation?
So Well, I think that right now with the there are more people voicing their concern, and that's good. And we need to collectively demand transparency, and because also the companies needs to be more accountable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Social media companies, like you are working from radio, you're saying something really bad. That's like racist or something.
Mm-hmm.
You are under scrutiny, right?
Yes.
We hold social media companies less accountable than any type of media.
Absolutely.
Right? So I'm always wondering, I think all companies should be under public scrutiny. And there need to be regulation. That's okay. Fine. They cannot regulate how people behave. But don't you think they need to be transparent about what they do in censoring?
Well,
right?
Exactly. What is the mechanism that they employ? It seems to me that the only way to do this is to get more human involvement in moderating the content, right? I mean, essentially,
they can make those decisions. I think first they have to admit there is bias because the database they compile, right,
mm-hmm.
is made by human and tested by human being. And human being built this thinking that, okay, the technology would be more neutral. Of course not. It's actually the assumption, the formula that is put into the databases, into the machine learnings, are human thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
To a certain degree, it's true. It could be less biased because suddenly you don't see the people, right? You don't involve feeling. The problem is the nuance and context, right? I'm talking about murder. It's not like I'm going to be murdering, right? It's different.
Sure,
the context in which the term murder is like, I will murder you, and then, okay, I'm concerned there is some murder, right, and missing women. And that's a different context that should be recognized by algorithms. So first have to companies to use algorithm needs to admit there is bias.
Yeah.
And they need to pay particular attention on how to mitigate bias, to train better. Plus a human trainer who tests the algorithm, they need to be trained too, to recognize their multiple contexts and nuances. And the way people use language is not homogenous, right? We use English, but there are different ways, like Patois in Toronto, they use English differently, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So those are things I think we need to, if they don't admit the bias, we cannot solve the problem. First, they need to admit. And we have to hold them accountable in changing the way they moderate contents, making better algorithm, but also involving more human being. I always believe in combination anyway of human being and technology.
Well, I mean, there's so much content, you couldn't possibly police it just through human beings.
Exactly.
The workforce would be enormous.
But also, I think if we just, for example, if we have a button to appeal, right?
Yeah.
At least we could complain, right? Right now, there is no such thing. Where to go if you are banned, if your content is removed?
There's no recourse.
You need to sort of like have an intention at least. I think mistake happen, error happens all the time. But what you're going to do about it, I think that's more important. To be accountable for mistake you have done. I think that's the important thing here.
Yeah, okay. Thanks so much for your time this morning, Merline. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, you bet. That is Merline Lim, who is someone who deals in this world. She's the Canada Research Chair in Digital Media and Global Network Society and founding director of Align Media Lab at Carleton University.